Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
There's a few different elements to the COVID-19 story that you'll be hearing about this morning, but I think travel to the UK and Leaving Cert students trying to influence teachers, that's what you're going to be talking about though. We'll start with the impact of Boris Johnson's Reopening Britain plan that was announced yesterday, just that Shane mentioned there a few moments ago, because it appears we risk a travel clash with Britain now over quarantine. If you missed it last night, the British Prime Minister announced his plan to effectively reopen Britain, similar to what happened here just over a week ago. And among the virus lockdown changes that were announced by Boris Johnson in London is an exemption given only to people travelling by plane from the Republic of Ireland and France. They're not bound now by the obligation on all other air travellers, for instance, arriving in Britain to go into a 14-day quarantine period. But according to the Irish Independent here at home this morning, sources in Dublin have stressed that the Irish health authorities, we can't extend that same courtesy to air travellers arriving from Britain to Ireland. So this means British people coming to Ireland, or maybe Irish people returning from a visit there, will be obliged to give their details and then self-isolate for 14 days. And according to the Independent, it's the way the UK is counting the cases and the death toll is very different than this jurisdiction, and they're still not testing in the community. Yet Britain still has the worst situation on, you know, coronavirus in Europe at the minute, according to a well-placed source in the speaking to the Irish Independent. We're just not in a position to reciprocate in all circumstances, but people can still travel freely to and from Northern Ireland. That's according to the Irish Independent this morning. In his television address last night, Boris Johnson announced only really small changes to the UK lockdown, but raised hopes of more changes in the coming weeks also. We want to know, what do you make of that this morning? So for instance, if you go to Britain and when you're travelling back from Britain, you're going to have to self-isolate here for 2 weeks. It could make it a long trip. Will you still go? You can let us know your view in Boris Johnson's plan this morning, 53106, at a cost of 30 cent. The other story though today is the Leaving Cert, and it's now calls for students who try to influence teacher grades to then be reported. According to the education editor Catherine Donnelly in the Irish Independent this morning, any parent or student who, for instance, tries to influence how a teacher might award a Leaving Cert grade in a particular subject will be now reported to the Department of Education. And this really comes following maybe some evidence, some stories over the past couple of days of pupils being a little bit quick off the mark to send messages of appreciation to their teachers, which could be maybe interpreted as seeking favourable treatment. And this is a course after it was announced just last week that the grades calculated by teachers would replace what was the traditional Leaving Cert exam this year. But many schools have already now sought to try and deter this problem by advising teachers that tuition finished last Friday and they're not to have any more necessary contact with their Leaving Cert pupils or with the parents of those students. And the teachers' unions and school management, they're now calling for safeguards to protect teachers from, as the Irish Independent describes it this morning, canvassing. We want to hear from you today on that. What's your view on that this morning? And in particular, if you are a teacher listening to us this morning, is this a problem? Have you received any of these kind of so-called canvassing, maybe lobbying style messages from your students or maybe the teachers? Should the students who send messages like these or the parents, should they be reported to the Department of Education? You can let us know your take on that story too this morning. You can also get us on Twitter at BreakfastNT. Just to some of the other stories, though, the COVID-related stories out this morning that you'll be hearing about as well. The impact of all of this on public transport. The Irish Times front page reporting this morning that state funding now for running the bulk of the country's public transport services, that could run out as early as next month. The government has now been warned because it's understood, the Irish Times reports this morning, that the board of the CIE Group of Transport Companies has advised the Minister for Transport, Shane Ross, in a letter last week that the companies were now facing a very serious financial position, and it's due to plummeting passenger numbers caused by the coronavirus pandemic. And when asked for comment by the Irish Times, Minister Shane Ross said the government is determined that there will be no interruption to subvented public transport operations as a result of COVID-19. We will continue to take whatever measures are necessary to support these essential transport services. That story, front page, and also further analysis inside the Irish Times this morning. Just if you missed it over the weekend, inspectors will be able to shut down workplaces. The Minister for Business Heather Humphreys warning that the Health and Safety Authority will be able to shut down workplaces that don't now comply with these new safety protocols that are aimed at preventing the spread of COVID-19. And the minister also said that if workers were concerned about practices in their own workplace, they should report them to the HSA. This was the return to work safety protocol that was announced on Saturday, and it sets out really a range of measures that employers and employees will have to undertake in order to reopen over the coming weeks. Also, the Star tells us this morning that their headline front page, Rookie Gardaí told to train at home. Michael O'Toole writing this morning that the Garda trainees are beginning their careers online with e-learning lessons due to the COVID-19 crisis. About 80 recruits will spend their first 3 weeks in the job studying online after the Garda College in Temple Moor was effectively shut down due to the pandemic. More on that story front page and inside the Star this morning. Also, when things do begin to reopen later in the summer, would you maybe stay around? Would you go on a staycation somewhere across the country? That's the story also inside the Irish Independent this morning, because there's now calls for a staycation package to help try and save the remainder of the 2020 tourism season. The government has been urged to consider this staycation package to promote domestic holidays and to salvage something from the pandemic hit 2020 summer season by one of the country's most successful marine tourism operators. This is Kerry tourism operator Paul Devan warning that it was absolutely critical. The government offers hope and positivity to an industry facing the worst losses in over a century. More on that story by Ralph Regal, page 8 of the Irish Independent this morning. Also, the other story that caught my eye today, sales of olive oil and flour increase as we get busy in the kitchen. Bottles of olive oil flying off the supermarket shelves as we're spending more time at home. Supervalue released their breakdown of the products and categories that have been selling strongly in the stores now, of course, since this pandemic all happened really about 9 weeks ago. They're reporting an 80% increase in olive oil sales. The need to clean the kitchen more often has reported a 60% rise in the sale of dishwasher tablets. Renewed baking has shown now an interest, with of course flour products up 200%. With the cafes closed, it turns out the coffee fix and stats from the retailer show a 100% increase in coffee pod sales. As the families are relaxing, there's a 60% increase in the sharing of chocolate bars. And funny as well, just on the healthy food side of things too, the Supervalue stats show that the banana is being sold every second across its stores. The Russian bananas, of course, could alternatively be linked to a rise in people reportedly making banana bread. More on that story, page 5 of the Irish Independent too this morning. Just a couple of the other stories though as well out today that are non-COVID related. Front page of the Irish Times, HICWA raising concerns over measures for children in care. This is temporary measures to take children into state care without a court order have been found in some cases to have been used indefinitely by TUSLA, the Child and Family Agency, the children removed from their homes for several years without reviews. And the state's health watchdog has privately raised serious concerns over the use of voluntary care arrangements. More on that story front page of the Irish Times to this morning. Also inside the Irish Independent, the weather. Of course, the weather really changed certainly yesterday after Sunday, but inside the Irish Independent this morning, there's a little bit of good news, because the temperatures, they're going to recover again this week. We're set to bounce back from the 10 degree drop in temperature today. 22 degrees, and of course that follows on from that 22 degree high we had on Sunday. But while today we'll only see max temperatures of about 12 to 13 degrees, Met Éireann says the remainder of the week will deliver dry sunny spells with temperatures climbing back into the high teens. More on that story page 15 of the Irish Independent this morning. Just a couple of other stories online and inside the papers as well this morning. Just in Britain, in the Mail there, edited selfie posts may cause eating disorders is their headline. This is a recent study published in the International Journal of Eating Disorders found a consistent and direct link between posting edited photos on Instagram and eating disorder risk factors. So such as concerns over a person's weight or their shape, as well as urges to exercise and to restrict food intake. There's more on that story, page 21 of the Mail this morning. And just finally for the moment, back to the coronavirus, French ministers reject Lover's Amendment and rule out easing long distance travel restrictions for couples. This story is inside the Irish Independent this morning. Couples in France who live far from each other or far apart, they'll be forced to remain apart now under the coronavirus restrictions. And it's because French ministers rejected this proposed change to the law, which would have allowed long distance travel for the reason of love. The member of the ruling centrist party, Marielle Clapaux, said that they suggested that love should be added to a list of acceptable reasons for people to travel more than 100 kilometres from home when the lockdown restrictions are eased on Monday. But her proposal, which she referred to as a lover's amendment, was rejected during a debate in legislation in the French Parliament this week. We want to know, is love an essential reason to travel? You can let us know your view on that this morning, 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Those are the stories making the headlines this Monday morning.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.